Hello.
Hi, good evening, Mel. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Is that okay with you, ma'am?
Sure, why not?
Thank you so much, and thank you for helping me out tonight, ma'am. Now, let me ask you, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The economy.
Thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Clean water.
Clean water. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Clean water.
Clean water. Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, forest products. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or poor?
Probably good job.
Thank you. What about the medical manufacturing?
Good job.
Refining?
Fair. Was that one of the options?
Yes, ma'am. Now, what about electric utilities?
Fair.
Thank you. And mining?
Fair.
And the last one, agriculture and farming?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. Now, how will you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
County Land Department.
What was that one?
County Land Department.
Say good.
Okay. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Good. Okay. Environmental groups.
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Forest and timber industries.
Good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Now, just give me 1 second. Okay. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say that it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say there are more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
I think probably more than harvest.
Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970s?
There's probably more.
More, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber and harvesting now and in the future, or no?
Yes, I think there is.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say it's a positive impact, no impact, or negative?
Probably positive.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, do you feel it is susceptible to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are now part of a wilderness area, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purpose. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
To take park resources, is that what you're saying?
Well, the question is, do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yes, to designate.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yeah, that's an option,
okay.
Yes.
Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself to be an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, and saw and paper mills, and makers or manufacture wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, the question, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or do you think it's a fading component?
Major component.
Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty is hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help the Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
I would support that.
Thank you. Now, we're almost finished with the survey. I want to thank you so much for helping me out tonight. I know your time is very valuable. Okay, ma'am?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both the number and the diversity of the workforce. The question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in the support of its rural economics, forest, and forest industries?
I would support that.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed that the forest industries to include, like urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Oppose.
You oppose? Okay. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. The last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers provide.
Support.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. The first one, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
College. Will that be some college or college graduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. Now, what is your age?
53.
53. Thank you. Now, how will you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Now, is your annual household income $25,000, $25,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,999, or is it $100,000? $100,000. Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative? Thank you. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or businesses? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional or service or business owner management or administration, or the last one, retire, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Construction.
Construction, okay. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or a female?
A female.
Ma'am, that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for being so kind to me and helping me out with this survey. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday and you have yourself a blessed week, ma'am.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, bye. Ma'am. Bye-bye.